USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Crisscrossing the country one more time. President Trump and former Vice President Biden spent their final day on the campaign trail all over battleground states. President Trump held rallies in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. He told a crowd in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that the choice in the election is the political establishment or the American people.
This election comes down to a simple choice. Do you want to be ruled by the corrupt and selfish political class, or do you want to be governed by the American people? It's what it's all about.
Biden held several events in Ohio and Pennsylvania, while former President Barack Obama held a rally for him in Florida. At a Pittsburgh drive-in rally, Biden told supporters his administration would work for racial justice.
The names of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Jacob Blake, yeah, Walter Wallace, they're not going to be soon forgotten by me, not by anyone in this country. And they're going to inspire a new wave of justice in America.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
During election night unrest, Oregon's governor is putting the National Guard on standby. Governor Kate Brown put the Guard on ready for a 48-hour period before and after Election Day while announcing that a combination of Portland police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers will be ready to handle any possible protests. Portland has been the scene of nearly nightly protests for the last 5 months. Joe Biden has made it a point on the campaign trail to talk about what he's called President Trump's failure to control the COVID pandemic, including implying that he'd look at a national lockdown if elected. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says that's the wrong move. She tells Fox News that President Trump will never make that move because of the economy.
We know how to handle COVID-19 now. We know who it affects. We know how to protect our elderly, our seniors, our vulnerable, where we've surged testing. But Americans have lost their job, their way of life, their wages. We're finally coming back with historic GDP growth under this president. We cannot have a president that succumbs to the virus. We need a president that overcomes the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
More than 97 million Americans cast their ballots before Election Day, according to the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida. The unprecedented number of absentee and mail-in ballots stems from uncertainty surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. The 97 million figure is 68% of the total votes cast in the 2016 election, with only three states not reporting increases in early voting over 2016 levels. The stormtroopers from Star Wars have a bad reputation, but not this time. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has the details.
The Nevada Highway Patrol tells us an off-duty trooper who was a designated driver heading home from a Halloween party intercepted an intoxicated driver heading the wrong way onto an interstate highway. Trooper Britta Foch, dressed in a Star Wars stormtrooper costume minus the helmet, stopped the vehicle and got on-duty troopers to take the driver into custody. The driver arrested for DUI, driving without a valid license, and two other violations. It seems a Star Wars stormtrooper finally saved the day. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And actress Lori Loughlin reported to prison in San Francisco on Monday to begin a two-month sentence. The Full House actress and her husband pled guilty to conspiracy charges back in May for their roles in the so-called Varsity Blues scandal that saw parents buying their kids' admission into elite colleges. Loughlin was charged with paying $500,000 to get her daughters into the University of Southern California. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.